Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family, peace and love. We're having some technical difficulties, but it's all good. One moment, team.
Check it out, we're going to do it from the top.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in for another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my enlightened king, Chris. Say what's up to the fam.
What's good, family? This can't get right. I can't get right. But it's all good. We out here winning. Peace and love.
Yes, yes. So we're trying out some new things here. Hopefully you guys can hear us okay. Well, I guess if you cannot hear us, you won't know to let us know. But anyway, I guess if people can't hear us, they'll message us and let us know.
Yeah, they'll message and let us know.
Anyway, fam, we got a good show lined up for you tonight. Tonight we're doing a show on conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a good one, fam. We've never done a show on conspiracies before.
No, we haven't.
We've kind of touched on it. We've touched on some of the topics that would be considered conspiracy theories, but we've never actually gone in on a whole hour show for it.
Right.
This is going to be a good one. It's going to be interesting.
Facts.
But before we do that, we were off last week.
Uh-huh.
We had a lot of stuff going on, and, you know, for the fam that don't know what we do, what we normally do every show is just talk about whatever we want to talk about at the beginning of the show, because we can do that.
Facts.
Peace, family. We apologize for the technical difficulties. I'm not sure if anyone could hear us before.
But our wireless went down. Somehow something happened with the signal. So we're okay now, though. We're okay now.
Yeah. So, anyway, fam, we apologize for that. For all our new listeners that are tuning in, my name is Divine Queen, and I am here with my Enlightened King. Chris, say what's good to the family.
What's good, family? Peace and love. It's the boy Can't Get Right. Can't get right today, so, but it's all good now because we're winning. Yeah.
So, since we have already lost some time, I'm not going to go through what we talked to earlier. We're just going to go ahead and get started with the show.
Let's get into the show.
So, for the fam that would like to call in, we may not be able to see you because, like we said earlier, our wireless is going up and down for some reason. But,
you just have to listen today.
You just got to listen today. That's all there is to it.
No interruption show today. You just going to have to listen and get these jewels.
But that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
No interruption.
It's going to be an information show anyway.
Yeah.
So, like I was saying before, we haven't done a show on conspiracies yet. Mm. We've done a lot of shows, but we've never done one on conspiracies. We've touched on some topics about conspiracies, but we've never actually committed a full hour to conspiracy theories. So we're going to go ahead and touch on that tonight. And this is going to be a good show because when most people say conspiracy theories, you think about, you know, the
Illuminati,
the 9/11, you know.
The devil go get me.
But, you know, we're extremely spiritual here at Twin Flame Radio. So every topic that we talk about, no matter what it is, we put a spiritual twist on it.
Right.
So we going in on a spiritual level of conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you want to start the fam out?
The first conspiracy theory I want to talk about is the planetary conspiracy of enlightenment, meaning that there are a lot of people out there that are growing spiritually. We're not really talking about it. I don't know of any other Twin Flame radios out there really putting it out there like that other than us. But there's a legion of us out there putting in real spiritual work. Mm-hmm. We're out here doing all magic, spiritual practices, altars, all this stuff that we're doing, praying to the gods, reaching out to higher divine forces for help, and it's working. A lot of us aren't saying anything about it, but for those who aren't privy to the knowledge that we've acquired over the years, that's the premises of Twin Flame Radio, to share peace, love, light, jewels with a jovial hue. Because we always realize that whenever you make something fun, it's easy to be absorbed. And that's what we do. We drop jewels, but we make sure the jewels are accompanied with humor.
That's right.
Huh?
So when people say enlightenment, one of the first things that we always get is, oh, you're one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
You're a tree hugger. You're you believe in unicorns and rainbows,
mm-hmm.
and you know, or the famous one. So what? You a Buddhist?
Mm-hmm. And I always say that is, what's wrong with hugging trees? Why is that such a bad thing? I mean, trees are great.
Mm-hmm.
Plants and plant life are some of the highest vibratory entities on this world, on this planet, pretty much. And so I don't see a problem with hugging trees. What's wrong with Buddhists? Buddhists see the creator in all sentient living things.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. I've never seen a Buddhist walking around mad at the world. I'm going to pray. I've never heard of a Buddhist even. They're always in a great mood because they see the God within all living things. They don't even kill bugs. And I love that about Buddhists. You know what I mean?
I love that about Buddhists, too.
Uh-huh. You know, another conspiracy that, first off, let me break down the word conspiracy. Conspiracy is derived from the word conspire, and that actually means to breathe together. So whenever you hear something about some conspiracies, all that's really occurring is someone trying to breathe life into something that they really don't even know about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love altars so much, because I know that altars alter my reality.
And altars are nothing more than a spiritual representation of my spirituality. And I've been winning consecutively, nonstop, big boulder rolling down a hill, smashing all negativity ever since I put up my altar. Ever since.
Yes. I think I have the board up now, so if people do want to call in with a question, I may be able to, we'll see how it goes. We'll roll with it. But if you do have a question, we'll try to bring you through. For people that are listening online, our phone number is 619-924-0835. And if you're already on the line, just hit number one. That'll let us know you want to come through.
The boards are lit up. I see y'all out there. We love y'all hanging in there with us with our little technical difficulties. Something didn't want us to put this show out here.
I was going to say, whenever we do a show that we know is going to be something that people aren't really talking about or that the fam don't really have a lot of information on, it always seems like we run into some kind of difficult, you know,
some
technical
kind of,
issue where it's something that is trying to shut us down.
Some negative serendipitous mishaps always seem to occur.
But you can't shut us down.
You can't shut us down.
All right, so altars.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are wishy-washy about the altars.
Yeah.
They don't believe that they really serve a purpose. A lot of people don't understand what is the purpose of the altar.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to tell the fam a little bit about why you feel that the altars are important?
Altars are important because of two things. It allows you to have a cheat code to this reality. It's your spiritual hub. And most importantly, it's the vessel that us earthlings use to help our ancestors that have transitioned. Period. Your altar is nothing more than a hub of love, light, joy, peace, energy, wealth, prayers, all that stuff is going to your ancestors. You see, not too many people over in the Western world even have their altars up in their home. So if you're one of the few people that have your altar up in your home, you're essentially the ambassador of your family. You're the one praying to your ancestors, wishing them well, giving them blessings and burning ancestor money, wishing, helping them evolve. A lot of people don't realize when you meditate at your altar, when you pray at your altar, a lot of that energy goes directly to your ancestors on the other side. And a lot of them don't really understand why they're growing and winning, and it's because of you. It's because of you. It's not by chance that once we started taking care of our ancestors, we started doing better.
Mm-hmm.
Before we had our altar up, we were scratching and surviving, living check to check, bad news, bad things kept happening. Put our altar up, all that stuff diminished. Start burning ancestor money, we started winning. We traveled all around this country because we put our altar up and we've been helping out our ancestors, period.
You know, a lot of people feel as if you are an enlightened individual, if you are someone that puts an altar up, that does magic, that works with spirituality and spiritual tools, that you are in a cult.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that's a big conspiracy theory because it's been put out that, you know, people who are into enlightening themselves must be involved in some sort of cult. There must be some underlying evil in what they're doing. There must be some, you know, they're not that bright where they can really catch on to what they're being fed into. Usually they're being led by someone who isn't honest or who has the best intentions about spirituality. So I would say that that's a big conspiracy theory. And I think that just like with any conspiracy theory, basically what it is an idea or a suggestion that has been put out to make you feel as if the things that are going on aren't what they are supposed to be. It's more hype or it's a lie. It's some kind of trickery involved. It's something where you're being brainwashed or spoon-fed some information that isn't actually accurate.
Mm-hmm. You know, the word cult has a negative persona because most people see cult as something that's sinister or negative. But whenever a cult is just a group of people that are having a strong devotion to something, and they all are on the same collective thought pattern, if they're winning, what's wrong with that? I don't see nothing wrong with that. If they're losing, then there's a problem. If they're, you know, everybody getting their head shaved and eyebrows cut off, if that's what y'all want to do and you guys are happy, who am I to be like, stop it? Mm-hmm. Go ahead with your little cult self. Go ahead. Me personally, I don't see a problem with that. If they're winning, if they're feeling good, that's what they want to do, go ahead. It's not what I do. Our group, our spiritual dream, we call ours a spiritual dream team. Mm-hmm. That's what I call our group. We travel all over the country. We eat delicious food. We learn spiritual things that most humans aren't privy to learning. We link up in our dreams. We're winning. People are getting wealthy. We're quitting our jobs. We're just out here winning that, family. We're happy. We're loving. We just love each other. What's wrong with that? We're different from the rest of the mundane-minded people. But that, you know, it's all good. We over here winning, so.
So let's go in on magic.
Ooh.
So I believe that magic is, there's a lot of conspiracy behind magic because it has the misguided information that magic is, you know, dark arts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not godlike. It's dark magic. It's evil. It's, you know, Satanist, or, you know, it has the underlining of these negative energies and everything attached to it. And that's not true. Unfortunately, there's going to be darkness with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So everything has darkness in it. Everything has light in it. And it's not actually the act, it's the individual who's doing the act.
Mm.
So if you're a dark individual, more than likely the magic you're going to do is going to be dark. If you are a light individual, then the magic that you're doing is going to be light magic. And there's all kinds of different magic. There's magic
mm-hmm.
to help you communicate with higher beings. There's magic to bring manifestations into your existence. There's magic to, you know, help you transcend. There's different types of magics, different types of magic on different types of level, depending on what it is that you're trying to achieve with your growth.
You know, I know that if it wasn't for magic, we all be dead. Everyone listening, and now in the future, we be dead. The wind blowing is magic. The sun and the moon rising and setting is magic. The water flowing in the streams is magic. The waves, all that is consciousness, is magic.
Mm-hmm.
And magic is a force that's here whether you believe in it or not. Those that believe in the magic and practice magic benefit from it. Those who follow their brainwashing and believe in magic is bad, sinister, evil, they don't prosper from it. But magic is a force that's here whether you believe it or not, and it's completely separate from our earthly selves. It's just there's a reservoir of magic out here, and it's here to help us evolve. This is an illusion that we're living in. This isn't real. And magic is the tool that we can use to manipulate our reality. All the rich folks are using magic.
Mm-hmm.
All the poor people ain't. So look at yourself. Are you rich? You ain't using magic. It's just as simple as that. Everyone that I know personally that are wealthy, they use magic.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't gonna tell you, but they're using it.
Yeah, because then that ruins the magic.
It'll deplete the reservoir of where the power comes from.
When you think about it, the way that, you know, they say that our existence was created by the Creator was that he said, let there be light, and there was light. So it wasn't that he actually said, let there be light. I mean, that could have been it, but I believe that he used some sort of incantation.
Yeah.
He said a magical phrase. He said some kind of
words
holy,
of power.
Yeah, word of power, phrase. That.
Some tone.
Mm-hmm.
People, just think about it. I don't know what happened. It was a big bang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened?
But
what caused the big bang, though?
It's kind of like when you see a magician show, and before they, you know, whip the rabbit out of the hat, or, you know, show the woman behind the the wall that she disappeared on, you see like this pop and then smoke.
Yeah.
You see like the kind of like a big bang.
Yeah, you see a big bang. Maybe a little bang.
Or a little bang.
But it's a bang.
Yeah, compared to, you know. On that level of the
no creator bang.
Right. All right, so let's take it a little bit deeper.
Ooh. They ready for that?
They are ready for this.
Well, they better get ready. Pull your britches up.
This is going to be a big one.
Pull your britches up, Mama.
Let's talk about the sun.
You know, we're solar adepts here. We understand what the sun is, and we know a lot about the sun. But if you're in 2018 and you're believing that the sun is 93 million miles away, you need to start doing some research on the sun. Just think about 93 million miles, and you're able to see that object with the naked eye? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that this so-called 93 million miles away entity is beaming one solid beam throughout space just hitting Earth. If something was as massive as the sun, 93 million miles away, the whole solar system would be lit up. It wouldn't just be one beam hitting the Earth, family.
You know what got me with the sun? One of the things that got me with the sun was how the rays come down out of the clouds. You know, and then just the fact that, you know, how it shines through the clouds. You know, the sun is so powerful that it shines from outer space into our planet, but it can be covered by clouds.
Just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's just a lot about it that a lot of people don't question because, and that's the thing with a lot of the conspiracies that are out here. A lot of people don't question things because from a very early age, we've been told what is and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of been told in a sense of a way where, you know, you don't really need to know a lot of facts about it. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
Or we've been given information that, you know, you never really questioned because you had no reason to question it. You had no reason to believe that, you know, your parents, the media, the government, schools, you know, professors, teachers, that they would lie to you. And when you really start to think about certain things, and you'll find yourself coming up with these questions that people can't really answer, that you can't really answer. And so it leads you to believe that you've been fooled. You know, you had the wool pulled over your eyes. There's something more out there than what we've been told.
You know, with me, what got me is when I was able to get the sun to blink. The sun is out. I go out, increase my joy and love, start saying divine prayers, and the sun started blinking real time. If something's 93 million miles away, there's going to be a time differential, mm-hmm. differential where what I'm doing, if I'm doing something, it's going to take time for the sun to react.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's going to take a while. It ain't going to just be instantaneous. So I started to believe, like, wait a minute here. Am I creating some type of quantum portal? Am I breaking the space-time continuum where I'm out here saying, hey, son, I love you, peace, love, and light, start doing mantras and it start blinking real time. When I stop, it stops. Huh? It just didn't make sense.
Where in actuality it would take, like, what, 8 days or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, for it to respond to my command. But it's responding to my command real time.
Mm-hmm.
So that led me to believe that the sun is in our earthly domain with us. I believe that the sun and the moon both are intelligent nodes about above our earthly domain that's traveling around us. We're not traveling around it. The ancients knew that until some dude named Galileo said, yeah, we going around the sun. But if everyone knew, like the ancients, that we were the center of everything and the sun and the moon traveled around us, it would make you feel a sense of being special. Here are these things, these massive nodes in the sky traveling around us, and we're not traveling around them. It just makes you think different when you realize that you're the center of everything and you're not just on some rock and no space traveling, it doesn't make sense. Another thing, I'm going to get into this flat earth. I wasn't going to get into flat earth. I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it. The ancients knew that the earth was flat, and they were able to build things like pyramids and things like that. All the things of grandeur that they created, they were able to do it because they understood where we were living. We can't create nothing that they did because we're coming at it from not on the same level, but we're coming at it from a skewed perspective, a false truth perspective.
Mm-hmm.
When we look up in the sky, we see the same exact stars in the same exact position that they seen 10 to 20,000 years ago. But yet we're traveling through space at this velocity. It doesn't add up. It doesn't add up, family. I'm going to drop a jewel, and I want you guys to go out and look it up and see for yourself. Don't just go from your brainwashed perspective and just refuting everything I'm saying. Look up Admiral Byrd. Look up Project High Jump. And after you do that, look at the United Nations map. Why does their map look like that? No other map on Earth looks like that. And think about what started the United Nations. What we're supposed to be fighting all the time, but why is there a United Nations? There's something that they're not telling us, but the truth is out there. You just have to seek it. That's all I'm going to talk about, flat Earth thing.
Well, I think it's good to talk about flat Earth because that's probably one of the biggest conspiracies that's going on right now. For me, one of the things that led to flat Earth, besides the whole thing with the sun, was the whole thing with the moon.
Mm.
I think that the moon landing has probably been one of the biggest conspiracy theories, you know, of time, where a lot of people felt like the moon landing wasn't real. A lot of people felt as if it was something that was staged. It was something that was performed in a Hollywood studio.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes you think that if, you know, when you think about how technology was back when they supposedly did the moon landing versus how technology is now, when you think about, okay, so we were capable of going to the moon, but we're not capable of recreating pyramids. You know, we were capable of going to the moon, but yet we're not capable of, you know, creating cures for diseases.
We just had color TV when we went to the moon. The microwaves. Look at the equipment they was using.
Mm-hmm.
You think that to go in space? That's like a Dorito commercial, like that time machine that kid built with that box. They went in space in that. And they came back. It's like, what? You travel millions of miles away in that thing? You know how long it would take to travel millions of miles?
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be in one day.
You know, a lot of people get upset when you bring up flat Earth, though, because they just can't wrap their mind around the possibility that we may be on a flat Earth. One of the things that really got me was when we started doing research on flat Earth, we saw that a lot of the ancient races believed that there was a flat Earth.
They knew it.
And it wasn't, you know, just, you know, the, you know, certain races. It wasn't just, you know, the Egyptians. Everyone, all of the ancients, if you look back and you do research on what the ancients believed for flat Earth, you'll see that the Sumerians, the Egyptians, you know, everyone, even in, you know, and I'm not a big Bible quoter, but it's even in the Bible, even Christians at one time believed that the earth was flat. And it just makes you think that if they were right about so many different things, how is it that everyone was wrong about this one big thing? So a lot of people would say, well, why wouldn't they want us to know that the earth is round? I'm sorry, that the earth is flat. Why wouldn't they want us to know that the sun isn't really 93 million miles away? Why wouldn't they want us to know that, you know, we travel out in space or we've landed on the moon? And it's kind of, it brings it back to the whole thing that you were saying about the sun going around us. If we knew, if we truly knew who we were, the things that we were capable of, the power that we have, it would take away the fear. It would take away the unknown. It would take away, you know, the power that is being held over us.
When you think you know something, you have no need to question. When you think you know, what were you questioning for? Because you think you know. When you don't know, that's when questions happen. If people knew the earth was flat, they would be thinking, well, what, how did I get here? What? It would just start sparking a different type of thinking. And then they would think, okay, we're under a dome too? That would really blow their minds away. Mm-hmm. When the Jews I gave you earlier, when we as nations found out we were under a dome, and they started shooting all these rockets up at the dome trying to break out, and the rockets were imploding and blowing up when they hit the dome. You think, like, okay, what's going on here? You know that no one's ever escaped this dome. You know that no one's ever been in space. Look at the space shuttle. When it goes up, what happens? It arcs. And everyone knows from geometry, when you're at the top of the arc, you're coming down. You're not going to arc and then re-arc back up. No, when you arc, you're coming down. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we should just do a show on this because we got a lot more stuff to go through. We need to go on, you know, media brainwashing.
Media brainwashing is important because it's, to me, I feel like it's, you know, well, I'm not going to say it's the mother of conspiracy, but it is that big, you know, it's Big Brother. It monitors how we think and tells us what to think and how to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're given information, when you're given different information, there's no reason to really go out and seek it. You know, people are lazy.
Yeah.
No one wants to go out and look up information for themselves. They like to re-quote things. They like to, you know, say, well, I saw this, or so-and-so told me this, but no one actually likes to go out and do their own research. No one likes to perform their own, you know, test their own theories and come up with their own analysis or anything. They want to go by what other people say and, you know, things of that nature. And so it's easier that way because we're, you know, well, it's like this. When you're kept busy all the time, you limit your time to do research. So we're kept busy in a way where we have to work 40 plus hours a week. You have to come home and take care of your family. You have chores. You have bills to pay. You have things to worry about. And then you still want to squeeze some time in to do the things that you like watch TV, play on a computer, be on your phone. By the time you've done all those things in a day, you don't feel like doing any research. You don't feel like doing any work. You don't feel like reading. You don't feel like, you know, finding out things for yourself. So instead, you take what's given to you. And that's how the media brainwashes us.
And they fill you with bad news. In bad news, there's this thing called detritus. I've done videos about it. I think we've even done a show about detritus,
mm-hmm.
and how it, like, impedes on your will to grow spiritually. Whenever you hear bad news, you hear it, and it just doesn't magically disappear. It sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you choose to knowingly accept negative news like that in your head, you're telling the universe, I'm okay with feasting off of negativity. And I don't care what it is, a friend calling you, talking negative, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your cousin, your brother, I don't care who it is. When you choose to allow yourself or subject yourself to constant negativity on a daily, you're choosing to accept low vibratory detritus, period. And detritus is nothing more than spiritual waste. And when you do that, you lower your vibration. Your facets diminish, meaning all the light that you had is darkening, is diminishing. And that's what the media is doing for you. Have you ever watched the news and said, oh, that was a good news show. No one got killed. There was no violence today. Never. Every day they feed you with negativity. And there comes a time in your life where you got to say, enough's enough. I'm no longer eating feces sandwiches. I want some tuna.
You know, I remember, we don't watch the news anymore. We haven't watched the, news in years. But I remember when we were watching the news, and they would show the previews for it, and it would be five quick, you know, bad things that happened. This happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. And then they would throw one good thing in there, and they'd be, you know, they would say, yeah, and at 5 o'clock we're going to talk about, you know, how to, you know.
Three people killed. Baby lost an eye. Somebody found $5.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, we're going to talk about this one good story. And you sit there and you watch the news and you're waiting for that good story. And there's been times where I've waited for that good story and they didn't show it.
They didn't show it.
And I'm like, what happened to?
Who won the $5? Where's the $5?
Where's the $5 winner at? You know, but what they did was they tricked me into taking in all this negative energy instead. Or if they did touch on the story, it was extremely quick.
Yeah.
And then they went straight back to, you know, bad things again. And then they would throw in a little entertainment for you so that they, you don't get the idea that you're just being given all bad information. So they got to tell you about the weather and they tell you a little bit about sports and stuff too. But it's the same thing. And I remember when I was a kid watching, you know, movies and watching news and things like that. And it seemed like, you know, when I was younger, I used to want to be a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like one of the things that was enticing to me was trying to get the story. And you would see where, you know, one network would be trying to get over on the other network to get the story, and they had to get a better story to make you watch their station. And now there's no more competition. They all do the same story.
Yeah.
And most of the time they do them at the same time. If you flip it on one channel, they're talking about a fire that happened in the neighborhood. If you flip it to the next station, they're talking about the fire that happened in the neighborhood. It's all, you know, the same programming. Again, media brainwashing. Think about the words that we call things, program. You know, I remember when I was little, my grandmother used to always say, you know, Put that program on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, you know, we call them TV shows or the news or whatever now, but it's, you know, it's programming. It's, you're being given information. It makes you think about that movie, They Live. Remember,
mm-hmm.
They Live?
Yeah, I remember it well.
And in They Live, they had, you know, all these billboards and signs that were up, and it were like advertisement. But when you had the special glasses on, it was telling you, yeah, it was telling you what to do, what to drink, you know, what to buy, and, you know, and it was just, it was a program that was running. We're constantly living in the ongoing program. Some people call it the Matrix.
Mm, that's real. That's real. You know, I want to get on something more soothing. I feel my heart rate going up. Let's talk about the power of dreams.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people don't give dreams enough credit.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of dreams is this. Dreams help you out. They help you out. Your dreams are 100% subconscious, your subconscious mind. And everything that you feast off on in your daily life, it will come up in your dreams. I was watching the new Michael Myers horror movie, and I stopped watching horror movies, but I done seen 90 Michael Myers movies, and I had to finish out the saga. That night, I had a nightmare. I was like, man, I watched Michael Myers last night, babe, and I had a nightmare. And I realized I chose to feast off negativity, and it came up in my dreams. So my dreams are not, your dreams let you know where you are spiritually. When you were having nightmares and things like that, you're feasting off negativity. But when you have dreams of grandeur, dreaming about gods and angels, traveling through the cosmos, all this beautiful love and joy, you know you're on the right path. You know you're on the right path.
I would agree with that. I think that we have been told a lot that dreams are just that. They're just dreams. They don't mean anything. Don't feed too much into them. It's entertainment of the sleeping mind. And a lot of people believe that dreams are a continuation of your waking state.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams are premonitions. Dreams are memories. Dreams are, you know, alternate realities, alternate universes. So there's a lot that we have been told about dreams not being important or not, you know, focusing too much on dreams, when in reality we should definitely focus a lot on our dreams. We need to always try to remember your dreams, write down your dreams, re-examine them later, and now, you know, analyze your own dreams. You know, look for important things in dreams. A lot of times we get messages through our dreams. We get messages from higher beings. We get messages from our ancestors. We get messages from our higher selves.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of information that's within dreams. And, of course, you know, the powers that be will tell you that dreams are important, because if we realize who we really were and the power that how powerful we are within our dreams, then it would be an inkling of the power that you actually hold. One of the greatest things you can do in a dream state is to become lucid.
Mm.
When you're lucid in your dream, you take control of your dream. You're able to realize that you can do whatever you want in your dream. You can fly in your dreams. You can, you know, have super strength in your dreams. You can, you know, have a talent that you normally wouldn't have in your dream. You can do whatever in your dream. And that's a taste of who we actually are in reality, who we are in a physical form. But a lot of us don't believe that we have the gift to do and be whatever it is that we dream about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dream.
Mm-hmm. That's deep. I could go in on that all day. We could need to do another show on dreams.
You know, I love dreams.
We can talk about astral traveling and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go in on death.
You just said you wanted to lighten it up. Now you're taking it back down?
Death ain't bad, though. That's
the
thing.
So the family got it.
Death is one of the most... If people knew how great death was, it sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy, right?
It sounds crazy.
If people knew how great death was, people would just be killing themselves. Like, you know what? My toe hurt. I'm out. But the mystique about it is so unknown,
mm-hmm,
that people are afraid.
Again, because we've been taught to fear the unknown.
You going to hell. You stole a quarter from your mama when you were six. You're going to hell. It's like, what? But I want the family, anyone listening now and in the future, there's a hell if you believe in hell. If you don't believe in hell, you're not going to go to hell unless you're doing negative acts. Because your vibration depicts where you're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's an extreme continuation of consciousness after you transcend out of this reality. Meaning, if you've done a lot of love, light, peace, joy, you're going to go to a place that welcomes that. But if you've done a lot of negativity, you're going to go to a place that houses a bunch of negativity. But it isn't per se hell. You're going to go to that place until you realize, I'm tired of being here. And you're going to leave that place. But a lot of people go where they think they believe they need to be. If you believe that you need to be someone negative, your mind is so powerful that you're going to construct a place that you deem that you need to be at. But if you know that you're a God, you want to go to higher realms of existence, you can go there. It depends, though, because if you don't have enough light in you, you might not be welcomed there.
That's right.
And you're going to have to come back and get more light in your body. And that's what we are all here to do, to turn into light, to evolve, to things like that. That's what we're here to do. We never die. The Dalai Lama proved that. In order for the Dalai Lama to become the Dalai Lama, he has to go through a series of tests for days, can't get any questions wrong, and every question is talking about his past life. Who he was, what he did, what toys he liked to play with, what he liked to eat, what's his mama's favorite shoe, things like that. And he can't be wrong. And then he becomes the Dalai Lama. So the overseas, they know that there's reincarnation. We don't over here. If you knew that you were going to get reincarnated, you would set your spiritual self up for success. Because you can do things in this reality that's going to set you up for the next life. So when you do reincarnate, you'll be a better person. You'll be in a better place. But we think we got to get it all done right now, right here. It's not like that. We come here to learn and evolve as the gods we are. I want to go in so hard on this, but...
So I want to back up and touch on some of the things that you said. I remember the whole thing about going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching this episode of one of my favorite TV shows, Lucifer.
Mm.
And on the show, everyone knows who Lucifer is, but on the show, on the show, there was a guy who wanted to kill Lucifer because Lucifer was sleeping with his wife.
Mm.
And he ended up, you know, in the process of trying to kill Lucifer, which he couldn't kill him because he's an angel, he ended up hurting other people. And so when he died, he ended up going to hell. Well, his hell was to recreate that whole experience again. And so it made me think, well, what is hell? Hell is... whatever you create it to be. When you believe that you've done something that's so horrible, we punish ourselves more than anybody do. We're always harder on ourselves than anyone else. Someone tells you, you know, oh, yeah, that was a good job. You know, a lot of people will go, yeah, but I could have did it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was okay. You know, so we're harder on ourselves than anyone else could be. So you create your own hell and you relive your own hell and you keep going through it. You know, it's an ongoing torture.
Mm-hmm.
With that, there's also the act of, you know, well, if there's hell, then there has to be something else, right? Because there's balance. So you were talking about going into a state where you may be turned away because maybe you don't have enough light to go into a heaven-like place. And in that case, you will be reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you go to hell, you can be reincarnated. You can take yourself out of hell. A lot of people don't know that. You can take yourself out of hell and you can reincarnate. Or you can stay there, depending on what you decide to do. But the people in the East, they know that there's reincarnation. Like you said, the with the Dalai Lama, there's been evidence of different existences, well, different cases where I remember one case I read where there was a little girl who told her mother, "You're the best mommy I've ever had."
Yeah.
And the woman was like, "What are you talking about? I'm the only mommy you ever had." And she said, "No, my last mommy was kind of mean." And she went on to tell her mother about her past life. She remembered everything from where she lived, who her parents were, who she was in a previous life. And she was so adamant and so detailed on the story that they ended up researching it and found out that all of these facts were real. There was a girl who, you know, grew up in this village and had the parents by the names that she said and died the way that she said she died. And, you know, and it was just too much of it to be a coincidence. So reincarnation is real. We've all had those moments where you felt like something was familiar or a person you met. I've never met you before, but there's something about you that just seems familiar, or, you know, something along those lines. So reincarnation, I feel like, is definitely real, but we've been, again, brainwashed into thinking that, you know, it can't be. Once you die, you die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't have nothing to say but mm-hmm. Well, we talked on death, reincarnation. Let's talk on about the universal laws.
Okay, well, that's your thing.
Yeah, let's talk about the universal laws. And we all know about the man-made laws, but not too many people follow or even do any research on the universal laws. And the universal laws trump every law ever created because there's something that govern our reality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go into all the universal laws real quick for the family, and I want you to go out and do some research on the 7 universal laws and use them to manipulate your reality. The first universal law is the law of mentalism. All is mind, the mind is all. Meaning that whatever you believe in will be, period. If you believe you're a bum, you're going to be a homeless man one day.
I love the law of mentalism. I'm a thinker, so that's one of my favorite laws. You know, like you said, whatever you think will be, whatever you put energy into, you can create. And I'm a firm believer of if we are of the creator, that makes us creators in our own right.
Facts, period. So if you're a pessimistic thinker, you're going to create a bridge to a reality where pessimistic thinking and living will be. So stop thinking negative. Start thinking more happy and joyful. Laugh more. People think I'm crazy because I'm always laughing and having a good time. I don't care because my reality is filled with humor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The law of correspondence, meaning whatever you throw out will come back. If you do a push-up, you're going to get a nice chest. If you sit there and eat donuts, you will get fat. It's as simple as that. I don't know anyone working out every day hard, running miles, fat. Because their body is corresponding to their actions.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of thinking so much, start doing more. Thinking is just one level. That's just the law of mentalism. You got to accompany these laws and use them together. The law of correspondence means that whatever you do, you will get a corresponding effect regardless of what it is. I wanted to write a book. I thought about it. That was the law of mentalism. The law of correspondence of me creating the book was me writing. Mm-hmm. Me writing and publishing my book. And the universe blessed me with a book because it corresponded to my thought and then my actions.
Mm-hmm.
The law of vibration, meaning that things vibrate together. If you're a positive person, you're going to attract other positive people. If you're a negative person, your Facebook timeline is going to reflect that. I don't have negativity on my Facebook timeline. I don't get into arguments with people on Facebook. I don't get into arguments with people in reality because I'm vibrating too high. And if I'm vibrating so high, you're not going to be able to be around me. You're going to think I'm crazy.
That's another one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, the law of vibration.
I'm very big on vibrations and energy.
Mm-hmm. The law of polarity, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
There's polarity in everything. There's good, there's bad, there's fat, there's skinny, there's smell good, there's funky. There's polarity in everything. So no matter what you do, 50% of people are going to hate it, but 50% of people are going to love it. Focus on the people that love it. Focus on the people that love it. A lot of people don't do what they're destined to do because they're worried about how other people are going to perceive them. Don't worry about the negative side of people that's going to perceive you, however. They're losing. They're vibrating low. You want to correspond with the people that are on your vibration. You see how the laws are coming together, family? You see how they're coming together? The law of rhythm. There's a rhythm to everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rhythm to love, rhythm to fighting, rhythm to hating, rhythm to peace. Follow your rhythm. Create your own rhythm. And you'll see that the reality around you reflect the rhythm that you're accompanying or that you're using.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that, babe?
I concur.
The law of cause and effect. Whatever you do, there will be an effect to that. There's going to be an effect to that. If you're always cursing, using barnyard vernacular, eating low vibratory food, not working out, getting 1 hour of sleep, the effect is death. You're causing it to happen. No matter what happens to you, you caused it, period. I don't care what it is, either physically, subliminally, subconsciously, or consciously. There's a cause, your actions, and the effect is the repercussions to your actions.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The law of gender. That's a dope law, too, because there's masculine and feminine properties to everything.
Everything.
There's masculine and feminine properties to energy, deities, humans,
food,
everything. When you go get your peppers, you may get the 4 bumps on the bottom or the 3 bumps. That lets you know. That's one's masculine, one's feminine. Which one's masculine, which one's feminine? I can't remember, but it's true. Sometimes I get them both to find out which one's sweet. Like, okay, I remember the 4 bump was the sweet one. I do. But that's 7 universal laws. Go look them up. I got to shout out my boy, S.L.E. Myers, because he's always get on me about those universal laws. When you go learn them, God? We gonna learn them laws, God.
I remember your favorite law used to be the law of attraction.
That's
not even a law. It's more of a phrase
than
anything. It's a law within a law.
Yeah, put it like that.
Yeah.
And time went quick today.
It did go quick. We still had a lot of stuff to cover, but I guess we'll save it for another show. We had some technical difficulties in earlier, so that kind of put us behind, and then we kind of had to rush through some of the things that we didn't really get to go in deep like we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, we want to thank the fam for sticking with us. We see a lot of people stayed on the line. We appreciate and love you both. I mean, love you all. It's more than two.
Yeah.
But anyway, next week, what are we doing a show on? I have an idea.
What are we doing all day?
So next Monday, well, my fault. The last two Mondays of the month is going to be Christmas Eve, which I don't know if
we doing a show.
We are.
Well, we ain't doing no Christmas.
Okay. And then after that, that Monday is New Year's Eve, and
we
so we're
no
not
New
doing
Eve.
One on New Year's Eve. Nah. But I was thinking next week let's do a show on religion.
All right.
Because we're getting close to the holidays, and a lot of people, a lot of spiritual people, don't really know, like, you know, we know a lot of people that are like, I don't celebrate the holidays, you know.
My baby ain't getting no bread.
I'm enlightened, you know. And then we know some people that are battling with that because they don't want to give up the holidays. They don't want to give up the time that they spend with their families and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we should do a show on, you know, religion and or maybe holidays or, you know, something
yeah,
along that
line.
Yeah,
we can tie it all together.
Yeah.
Let's burn them, baby. I'm just joking. We celebrate everything.
We do.
We don't care about that.
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger, my mama got me presents. Mom, you got glasses on my present? It ain't time yet, boy. Go back to sleep.
I thought we was going to have one show where you didn't do the baby voice.
Mama, is it time yet? You come down again, it ain't no Christmas. Mama, what are you talking
Chris.
About? Okay. She never said all that, some of that stuff, not all that.
Anyway. Bam, we're about to close out the show. We want to thank you for tuning in with us this evening. We will be back again next Monday, 9 o'clock Eastern time, doing a show something around religion and the holidays. We'll just leave it at that. We'll play with something a little later. Make sure to check out our Facebook page, Twin Flame Radio, where we'll have an update on what kind of show we're doing. And if you have any questions or anything like that about the show, about us, or what we do, feel free to reach out to us either on Facebook or on Instagram. I'm under Divine Queen on Facebook, and I am Divine Queen on Instagram.
I'm on the Chris Enlightened on Facebook, and I think I'm on the Chris Enlightened on Instagram, too.
I believe so.
And my YouTube is The Enlightened Journey. Subscribe today, family. Subscribe today. If you're listening, as soon as we hang up, go to YouTube.com, look up The Enlightened Journey. I'm the cool dude with the incense. Like it.
A lot of jewels on that.
A lot of jewels, family. And I'm trying to be a spirit filly on that. I try to be serious.
You're not silly on there, well, unless you're lightning sense. But you're not silly on there. You're usually pretty serious. You have the silliness for the show.
Because it's early in the morning, I'm still kind of groggy. Like, oh, man, I'm serious mode. I do this because, you know, I'm comfortable. I'm on the couch chilling. I got my boo in my arms right now. It's like, we chilling. House shoes on, roll. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know how it is.
I'm just saying. That's how we roll.
Anyway, fam, we want to thank you for tuning in. My name is Divine Queen.
My name is Mama.
This is Twin Flame Radio sending you out with peace, love, and light.
Peace, love, and light, family.